Okay, thank you all. By the time we all finish with this panel, we will have beaten you to death with how important satellites are, with largely the same message. And I think it's interesting, as I've sat through the two prior speakers, how many of the same points they've made that I've thought about, and maybe even a few I'll talk to you about. So I'm going to try to maybe gloss over some things here that you'll notice are very similar to some of their points and try to dwell on some of the ones that are different. One thing I think that's very much the case here, we all come from somewhat similar but rather different backgrounds, and the training point I think that was made earlier comes across in a number of ways. Just last week I was talking to a customer about a new omnidirectional antenna that we had developed for one of the lower band SATCOM applications, and they couldn't wait to get it because the fellow said to me, you know, he lives in back of a large concrete retaining wall between him and the geo belt, and he was glad to hear that we'd have an omnidirectional antenna that would solve that problem. And he was quite serious. And I'll tell you a worse story someday. But you know, I think people have very, very different expectations of these things. And so training and all those matters are very, very critical. It's also important that we continue to move, as I think we have, beyond this idea of one size fits all, because satellites are not just GEOs, they're LEOs too, and they're not just at C and KU band or L band, but also at S and even VHF and UHF. The points here on this slide, I think, are pretty straightforward, but there's a couple of things, you know, maybe we haven't talked about yet. Assured access is pretty important, and that comes out in a number of different ways, and also, I think you've seen in a couple of the earlier presenters some hybrid networks where satellites, 802.11 or 16 packet radio, are interconnected together. The point here is we're trying to accomplish a goal, and satellites are an important part of it, but satellites have issues. They have beyond line of sight limitations, and they have other issues that can be easily overcome by building some hybrid structures, whereas if you tried to do it with a particular satellite system by itself, you'd really come up short. I think also in the IT regime, and there'll be other people and other panels talking about IT, there are a lot of times where when you just simply glue things together, they don't quite work the way you expected. This is a problem that goes back to some of the first work any of us did 20, 30 years ago with geostationary satellites, when the round-trip delays caused some very unexpected phenomenon with different protocols or different applications. And as we get more and more into thin client things, things that people are used to train with, use in their offices and in more normal things with wider band or with conventional telecommunications, they don't quite work the same way over a satellite. Those problems are solvable, but only if you understand and address them ahead of times. I think this summarizes here a little bit of a number of the different venues that satellites are used with today. I've also made notice, I think, as others have, of navigation, GPS, things of that sort, and remote sensing is important, but a little bit off point for the panel. But there are a variety of different technologies here. Some of these have done very, very well. Some of them have, because of their commercial aspects, SDARS and direct-to-home particular, in the broadcast regime, brought the cost of terminals down to the point where they're almost giveaways. And so being able to use those in satellite solutions offers a very interesting dimension to this, because one of the things came up in a question with the last panel. Someone asked, what about the citizens? Well, if we can't provide very inexpensive satellite-based capability to get directly to people, then we're going to have some people that have a lot of good information on at their disposal, and others that still are ignorant, unwarned or unavailable of logistics or other important information. There are also a bunch of lessons I think that we need to learn from a lot of good work Department of Defense is doing now as they struggle with things like urban warfare. And there are some very interesting similarities there, needs for collaboration, some similar operating environment attributes, certainly the breakdown of normal telecommunication services and complex interoperability in stovepipes. However, there are also some differences, some of which actually work in our favor. Things like a bunch of alphabet soup down there at the bottom, which some of you know is anti-jam, low probability intercept, or low probability of detection. Things that pose very, very major design issues for satellite systems, which are not particularly much of a factor in places like Katrina or the tsunami. One point I think I'd like to make here, which ties in to things people said earlier about pre-positioning and training, is that a disaster or a crisis, while it's unexpected, isn't entirely alone. There are things that we can do before and after that really form a complete circle. We can monitor situations, certainly with a tsunami type of event. There's monitoring that's very much a part of that. Warning, dealing with the crisis itself, mitigation and management, restitution, and then once it's all over, start the cycle all over again with monitoring, preparation, and education. And to the extent that the kinds of systems we come up with fill all or most of these needs or multiple of these needs, that will make them more affordable and more valuable. If you look, and not to throw rocks at anybody, and if someone's offended, you can club me to death at the wine and cheese, but if you look at the difficulties General Motors has had selling OnStar, it's because largely I think people view that as something you use when you have a problem. And of course, if you're male, you know, you're never going to have one of those problems.
Don't need directions.
All right, I guess I'm getting on thin ice now. But if somehow it could be viewed as a telematics product, something that would tell you where cheap eats are, or cheap fuel, or all-night gas stations, or truck stops, sports scores, things like that, you might view it as something you use every day all the time. And then the economics of it and your relationship to it would change. If we look at antivirus software, when it first came out, you know, many years ago, an awful lot of people didn't buy it because they didn't think that this was much of an issue. Well, today, thankful to the hacker community, you know, scarcely a day could go by without a virus, so it now has become a thing that everyone needs to have. Well, somehow, if we can deal with that type of a perspective here, I think we might find more of this stuff pre-positioned, more of it in local fire departments, police departments, hospitals, and with the citizenry. A lot of the points here, again, thankful this will be on the internet. You can read this, I think these are some of the tough problems we all deal with, and again, I think many of these have been described. One of the things my company has done is to look at how to mix different types of information efficiently. Once we've turned everything into bits and bytes on a satellite, we can intermix a lot of things. We can make it secure. We can control access. We can get the right stuff to the right people, even when we may be dealing with multiple crises at the same time, and do that in a way that's very easy for existing applications to use. Again, similar picture of how these things form interesting hybrids where you can go directly from the satellite down to the vehicle or the handheld at LRS band, and where you might get there through a mesh network, through packet radio, via satellite relay, and some caching at CKU or KA band. Talk here a little bit about the different uses of the terminals. And maybe I will just skip through this in the interest of time and just talk a little bit here about kind of regions of operation, both in terms of physical space and bandwidth aspects. And there's some very different characteristics that these different systems have. You've heard a lot about the KU and KA networks from the previous speakers. You'll hear an awful lot about LNS band capabilities from some of the later speakers, but there's some very interesting things going on with people like WorldSpace XM and Sirius Satellite Radio and Digital Audio Radio using that as a data platform, not just as an audio platform. And finally, work primarily on the part of the government at UHF, but also systems like Orbcom that operate as packet radio at VHF. So there's a very rich set of satellites out there in GEO and LEO, each with its own attributes and each with some very good things to bring to bear on emergency communications. And lastly, I think just to sum up, satellites are great to get the information to you faster when all the terrestrial infrastructure has been ripped out. I'd like to be a big advocate here for hybrid solutions. I also think that good standards, especially standards that recognize the differences that satellites offer over terrestrial communications with respect to delay and things of that sort, that will allow easier interoperability and better and easier systems integration. And finally, to make sure that the business cases make sense so that the price of the equipment can come down, so that it can get out there, so that state and local fire departments that don't normally think about satellites actually could find a good, affordable, continuous reason for wanting to deploy this technology. Thank you very much.